Welcome to Inside the Writer's Cafe. I'm Cheryl Nason. Our show features the hottest authors and introduces you to exciting new authors talking about themselves and their latest books. Our show today is all about Escape, Road to Freedom from Behind the Iron Curtain by Alfred Lunarczyk. Tells the tale of a young man's narrow escape to freedom. Author Willow Love was inspired by her own harrowing escape to write her intriguing novel, The Ziegler Rules. Joining us is author Alfred Lunarczyk. He was born in Poland in the 1950s and escaped the communist regime. He has degrees in engineering and finance, and those degrees have allowed him to work all over the world. He began writing stories based on his own life experiences several years ago, and he's published two other books. Alfred is joining us today to talk about his new book, Road to Freedom from Behind the Iron Curtain. Welcome, Alfred.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before you and I really begin talking, let's give our listeners an overview of what the book is about. It's so interesting.
This is a very simple book. It's the book of almost all of us in America and everywhere. It's a book of immigrants. It's the story of a young man who, at age of 10, listening to clandestine radio, understood the value of the freedom, not only word the freedom, but freedom itself. And for next 14 years, took him with all the struggles to build up the way how he can escape communist regime. We have to understand that that's not long time ago. That was 1974. Half of the world was living under communist regime, behind the Iron Curtain. Physically, we were like in a jail, in prison. We didn't have a passport. We couldn't go nowhere. It was all control. So this young man has to prepare his way of freedom. The book, I wrote actually the book just for my son, who was born in North America, educated. He's in financial business, etc. So for him, understanding the freedom is something fluid, something which he can see in the movies, etc., etc. When he's going to Poland, he's received very modern country, very well, different. But in my time, that was a different world. So I wrote that as a memory in 2009, and I didn't want to publish because that's too personal. But finally, when I showed him, he said, "Dad, this is a great book. This is the book that my generation will like to read it, because we're talking so much about the freedom. Yesterday you saw it in Oscar. We're talking so much about freedom, about everything. But what is freedom, actually? It's not just a going from Mexico, North Africa, and get a job in some other country. It's the way how we have to transform ourselves to not only to take it something from the country where we immigrate, but also giving something, to embrace new culture, new way of life, have new friends, tolerance, understand the way how the other people live in, if we want to establish our life, our home, our family. So that's the road to freedom. So it's not only the road to freedom, how to get to the freedom, how to get past the border, but also a little bit how is and how we have to mentally be prepared. So that's my story. And as I present that in London, and one lady from rooms there, she said, "Well, actually, this is all immigrant story." And I was very pleased. That was for me something rewarding.
You know, I think that's very true. And one of the things that I'm glad that you have done is preserved the feelings of someone who experienced this kind of situation, because I think often when students study history, it seems very impersonal to them. They can't relate. They don't have any idea. They don't know anyone from that era. And one of the things that I liked about your book is that this has so much of a personal feel to it. Most of this is autobiographical. Is that correct?
That's correct. However, I did develop a little bit of atmosphere of a country like Poland, how we can how we did survive, even with everywhere was shortage of everything, no freedom, no liberty, nothing. But the human nature always is defend itself, always reinvent and try to survive. So that was the little bit of, how I say, I developed a story. I developed a little bit of the, that's why it's a novel. It's not only an autobiography. It's based on my life. Everything is true there. Except that, you know, I have to change some names, some people who were involved around me, and that they all real.
Are you a fencer? There's a story in there about your character, Albert, who is a fencer, and he's very good. Is that you?
That's me. I was a fencer. I was a Europe champion, and actually, that was for me the biggest disappointment was that even if I was so good, but I was politically incorrect. I was rebellious in the way that I was always asking too many questions. And in 1968 was the Olympic Games in Mexico. And my plan was actually to go to Mexico. I was not even 18. That's why they didn't select me to go there. But that was my plan, that if I was in Mexico at any price, I would try to escape to America from there. But I never reached Mexico, because even if I won all European championship, all the tournament, for them was too much political risk to send few youngsters like me who will eventually escape, cross the border, and be interviewed, and of course a little bit will talk about how the life is under communist regime.
They actually made you or asked you to throw the match, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, in those days, we as a satellite countries of Russia, we didn't have much to say. We have to obey the political agenda in somehow, and even in sport. As you see, even today, you have once in a while scandals about arranging the games, and that's maybe for financial reasons for those who play with that. But in my days, no, the games were political, and beating a Russian opponent in a final was something outrageous.
I remember watching the Olympics, and I do remember the Russian athletes, and I thought one of the points that you made in the book was that really these guys were almost professionals. That's really all that they did. And you talked about the facilities and how wonderful the facilities were, but it was very interesting. I've never heard an insider perspective from the sports standpoint. And I confess that I'm a sports fan. And so I thought that that was a particularly interesting aspect of your book. You got your education there. You were sort of forced into going to school. You, at one point in time, you were identified as a really smart kid. And without any, there was no question. You were simply chosen, and they said, here's what you're going to do. I think that our kids today need to understand how wonderful it is to have the freedom to make choices. And I think that in the book, you demonstrate very, very well what it's like not to have those choices. How did that make you feel, to be sort of shoved into a mold?
Well, this segment actually developed for my son, who graduated from Financial University. He went to Boston, at the Babson College. Then after he made MBA in Toronto, he was educating in Switzerland, all over the world. And always by choice. Okay, he was fortunate that the parents could afford to send him to the best school. Nevertheless, that was a choice. So he didn't actually have the clue how it works in my time. Well, even, today, I'm very much interested in studying history and literature, and that is my hobby. But in those days, if I would be a historian, I was always thinking I could be archaeologist, whatever. So that was always in the way of thinking that I can escape from Poland, going outside, to, let's say, making archaeological research in Egypt or somewhere else. But no, that was no choice. You say, well, we Polish economy, that's an communist economy, we need the engineers, we need the workers. You know, that was, we don't need the thinkers, we don't need those liberal arts, etc. That was dictatorship. So it, I was a bright kid, I went to architecture school, I want to do renovation of ancient buildings. They said, no, it's fine, we have enough architects here, now we have to be engineers. Or take it or leave it. No, you have to go and work in a factory upstate. So that was the choice. Actually, anything in life was not the choice. Somebody decided for you. Like you just mentioned, in the sport, in way of life, even in way of living. You know, you couldn't move, let's say, if you want to go tomorrow and establish yourself in Warsaw. You have to have a permit to go from one city to another to live there. And you have to have a job, which is assigned by somebody else. And so that was this kind of system of regime which was established on which individuality was not important. The collective had all the rights.
And in that day and time, the idea of having the right papers, that was absolutely crucial. I know at one point in time, you show us Albert going to the immigration. He's trying to get a visa to go somewhere else. And because he doesn't have some proper documentation, he's turned down. And the thing that I really enjoyed was that you showed through your character of Albert the internal struggle that he was going through, because he would not be brainwashed into the communist doctrine. He said, you called it feet of clay, that it was the whole big idea was actually had a clay bottom, and you could see that it was not going to be the way they kept saying it was going to be, that it was going to topple. And I thought that was very interesting that you had your young character. You know, he's a college student. He's just working with his friends to try to escape. And I thought that was a very interesting insider perspective.
It is. It is very interesting what you just mentioned. We still can observe that today. You know, we just watching what's going to happen in Cuba. Well, this is the base of the same regime. And if you go to the Cuba, they don't have any freedom of anything whatsoever. And this is only 150 miles south of the United States of America. You know, the 13 or 14 million people living like that. It is slavery. And but in my time was 1 billion people, you know, including China today. You don't have that. China is better opening capital business, but still you don't have this freedom. Okay, you can travel, but in my time, we couldn't travel. We could go nowhere. Except for the socialist countries like Czechoslovakia, the Bulgaria, Romania, and also with a permit. So anybody who had a little bit different way of thinking or some kind of desire to change his life, he has to have a permit for it. And the permit was not granted because a majority of those officials, they knew it, that the young men like me will never come back. So they, of course, they control us by not giving us passport, not giving us a visa, not giving us the rights to go somewhere else. And also, in some kind of oppressive revenge, well, if you were intelligent, if you were good, like in sport, so we send you to work into the factory, we send you to army, we send you to the police working in order to temper your desire to change your life. That was the main objective of the regime, of the system.
Now, I read the excerpt that's on Amazon. Our listeners can go to Amazon.com, and they can look up the book by title and by your name, and they can read a very nice excerpt. Where else is the book available?
Well, the book is available everywhere. it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Otter House. You have almost every book. If you go on Google, and you can also very well find where I am in my website, www.alfredlenarchek.com. And also, this website describes my previous books and my future books, because I'm working presently for another one, which will be published somewhere in May, June. So, alfredlenarchek.com, L-E-N-A-R-C-I-A-K, that's very easy. But the book is available everywhere.
Now, you also have a Twitter feed. How can our listeners find you on Twitter?
Yes, that's Lenarchek. Twitter, Lenarchek. Also on the website, you find my Twitter, all information about it.
Alfred, you've been absolutely fascinating. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to talk about my life, my book, and all of us who maybe some of, in the past, some our previous generation passed through the immigration procedures. Always difficult. But we have to do that.
Well, best of luck with the book, Alfred.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Inside the Writer's Cafe, brought to you on WebTalkRadio.net.